I'm John Lynn, your home energy efficiency luminary. If your electricity bill is becoming an issue for you, then tune in because I'm going to shine a light on some tricks and tips that you can use to reduce your electricity bill starting right now. From 1996 to 2012, my growing family did their energy efficiency apprenticeship when we used a standalone system that produced and stored our home's electricity. But since 2012, we haven't had an electricity bill, and that saves us about $2,000 a year. In fact, they pay us about $4,000 a year. So since 2012, we've been $5,000 to $6,000 a year better off than most families our size. And because of our home's design, it's way more comfortable to live in all year round and therefore requires very little heating or cooling. Thermally efficient homes are worth more, they rent for more, they cost less to live in, and they are thermally more comfortable all year round. Who wouldn't want to live in one? Now, whether you're a long-term renter, a homeowner, or an investor who flips houses, it's in your best interest to understand how a home's design and your electrical habits all play together like an orchestra. I've clocked up nearly 25 years of living an energy efficient lifestyle. I'm a retired teacher with 37 years experience, but I'm back teaching people what I know because the price of grid supplied electricity is not coming down. And now, here's today's energy efficiency tip. Welcome. This is where we take the opportunity to talk a little bit more in depth about the energy tips that was given. In this case, we talked about, if you want to reduce your electricity bill even further than you have been doing all the other bits and pieces, then get into the habit of turning everything off the wall after use. Turning everything off at the wall can make about a 10% difference. It uses about 10% of the electricity in your home. That is all these little loads that are running everywhere. Sometimes they're referred to as phantom loads or vampire loads. They're basically just stealing your energy. You don't get any benefit out of it at all. It's not very productive. It's not productive at all, actually, because there's no reward got from it. Just all these little heaters that get run around the house, and that represents, for the average family, about 10% of their electricity bill. Now, 10% is a significant amount. For other people, it can be even more than that. I remember talking to a fellow, this is a couple of years ago, and I told him about what I'm referring to as vampire power. That's power that's just stolen from you, or phantom loads. And his family were involved in gaming, that is, gaming on their computers, and they had these gaming consoles, and they used to leave them on all the time. Without getting too technical, we talked about active standby and passive standby. Basically, if you leave a machine on active standby, then it's operating. You're not getting any use out of it, like leaving a TV on all day or a gaming machine running without putting it in sleep mode or whatever. But even if it's in passive standby, that means it's in standby, but you're not using it. It's still using electricity. And of course, gaming machines can use quite a significant amount. He told me that I think he was looking in the vicinity of saving about 30% from his electricity bill when he decided to turn the gaming machines off at the wall. And he had a friend that he explained to me several months later that he'd told him about this as well. And they had several kids in the home, and of course, they all had gaming machines. Well, it was quite a significant amount of change in their electricity bill, a big reduction. So it was quite significant. All right, so let's just have a look at the technical side of it. Just a brief overview is, why is this happening? Why is this electricity being wasted, and how's it being wasted? So the electricity that gets delivered to your home, the mains power here in Australia, is 240 volts AC. Now, AC stands for alternating current. That means the electricity changes direction. It alternates backwards and forwards. We won't go too much in that. It happens 50 times a second. That's 50 hertz. But AC electricity is used because it can be transported over distances without having too many losses. DC, direct current, there's a lot of losses. So AC electricity, alternating current, is what is transported to your home. Unfortunately, a lot of appliances in your home run on DC electricity. So the electricity that comes in at 240 volts needs to be changed from AC electricity into DC electricity. And then, of course, it needs to be reduced from 240 volts, which is the electrical pressure, down to something a little bit more manageable, a little bit safer. So the DC voltages might be, I don't know, 6 volts, 9 volts, 12 volts. Most appliances have a very specific voltage that they need to operate at. And of course, when you buy an appliance, you get a transformer that supplies, or power supply that supplies for that particular appliance. I suppose that the best example, or a good example to look at, is if you've got a laptop and you plug it into the wall to charge up the battery, then what it's doing is it's changing the AC voltage that you're getting from the PowerPoint, and it's turning it into a DC voltage, which is charging your batteries, which of course are DC voltage, direct current voltage. So it goes through a transformer, and for economic reasons, they put the transformers normally on the cord that you plug into the PowerPoint. And of course, if you grab the that little box that you've got there, that's the step-down transformer, and you can feel that it's warm. It's a little heater, so that takes energy. And a number of appliances that you have around the home that run on DC electricity, they need to run a transformer as well. So if you're not using a machine and it has a transformer before the switch, that is before it gets into the unit, then the transformer is running 24 hours a day. And because you're not getting any benefit out of it, you're not using that particular appliance, you're just wasting electricity, because all it's doing is keeping the transformer warm, and there's really no value in that. And statistically speaking, that represents about 10% of a household's electricity. So you want to get rid of that. It's 10%. That's a pretty good amount to knock off your electricity bill simply by developing the habit of turning everything off. Turn it off at the wall. Don't have those little heaters running all the time. There's no value in it for you. All right, so that's a good clue to know. That's a good little trick to take on board. Just develop the habit. You may have the habit of just leaving things on or leaving your TV on standby. No. Turn it off. Turn it off at the wall, and it's going to reduce your electricity bill statistically by about 10%. So that's worth doing starting tonight. If you'd like to know a little bit more about the tricks and tips on how you can reduce your electricity bill, know a little bit more about how to become a little bit more energy smarter, then you can go to my website, which is suburbanoffgridliving.com. That's suburbanoffgridliving.com. That's all one word. And you can have a look at some podcasts that I have listened to some podcasts there, and read a few articles on energy efficiency and a few other bits and pieces, and start developing those good habits. All right, with a bit of luck, the lights are coming on for you, and your electricity bill's on its way down. All right, I'll catch you on the next one.